This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 28th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is warm and pleasant. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies and a gentle breeze. Jerusalem has a touch of cloud cover, but it remains bright. In Haifa, the sun is shining, making for a lovely afternoon. Eilut is experiencing typical desert warmth, a perfect day for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, just in, Prime Minister Netanyahu is heading to Washington as President Trump pursues friendly talks with Iran. Also, the Times of Israel reports that earlier this hour, a former top defense official criticized Israel's war strategy as a resounding failure. Also this hour, according to JNS, at the White House, Netanyahu will aim to keep Trump focused on Iran's nuclear program, a former Israeli envoy indicates. Separately, Walla reports that senior U.S. officials state Israel's withdrawal from Lebanon won't happen before Hezbollah is disarmed. And finally, from JTA, a man accused of stabbing a Jewish man on the Upper West Side faces hate crime charges. Prime Minister Netanyahu accuses a local mayor of inciting hate. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global posted just minutes ago that Netanyahu is on his way to Washington as the U.S. explores pausing strikes. Raylan Givens, commenting on international relations earlier today, notes that Netanyahu is expected to present intelligence on Iran's nuclear buildup at a secretive site. The Belaz News reports that New York City has sworn in Edwin Raymond as sheriff, focusing on policing reform and community trust. Let's go deeper into today's main stories. Starting with the Ynet report, Prime Minister Netanyahu's trip to Washington comes as President Trump seeks to ease tensions with Iran. This visit marks Netanyahu's seventh since Trump returned to office. The Israeli leader aims to safeguard Israel's strategic interests, particularly as the U.S. considers halting military actions. This meeting could significantly impact regional stability. Turning to the criticism of Israel's war strategy from the Times of Israel, Brigadier General Dror Shalom, in a rare interview, urged a diplomatic approach, labeling the current strategy a failure. Shalom highlights the need for renewed diplomatic efforts to address ongoing conflicts. This perspective may influence future military and political strategies in Israel. Meanwhile, JNS reports that Netanyahu's White House discussions will focus heavily on Iran's nuclear activities. Former envoy Danny Ayalon suggests Netanyahu will present new intelligence to keep the U.S. administration attentive to Iran's nuclear ambitions. The outcome of these talks could shape international approaches to Iran's nuclear program. Separately, Walla highlights statements from U.S. officials regarding Israel's military strategy in Lebanon. They suggest that Israel will not withdraw until Hezbollah is disarmed. This stance underscores ongoing security concerns and the complexities of military withdrawal. Finally, from JTA, the stabbing of a Jewish man in New York has been charged as a hate crime. Netanyahu's accusation against a local mayor for inciting hate adds a layer of political tension to the incident. The case raises questions about community safety and political rhetoric. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that the Trump administration is leveraging Middle East access in exchange for investment in weapons, AI, and nuclear power amid questions about the Trump family's strategic interests. Separately, Walla Business reveals that the Welfare Ministry and Sheba Medical Center are investing 25 million shekels to establish an innovation branch. The aim is to integrate AI and technology into welfare services, potentially transforming service delivery. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports that Moovit plans to lay off a third of its workforce as part of a structural shift. This move affects about 60 employees and indicates a strategic realignment for the company. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.